Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning.
Amen. 大家早。
Welcome to a special conference.
欢迎大家来参加这次特别的聚会。
Every conference we have is special.
每一次特会都很特别。
But this one has a particular burden.
不过这一次我们有一个特殊的负担。
Those of you who are just now coming in, don't be bothered, just come on in, exercise your spirit, and,
你们还站在门口的弟兄姊妹不需要担心，就是操练你们的灵就行了。
If you're already seated, don't be distracted by anyone else.
如果你已经坐在椅子上面，你不要太，不要分心。
We are here as the family.
我们在这里是一个家庭。
To enjoy the Lord.
一同来享受主。
We have no obstacles.
我们没有任何的障碍。
Even language is not an obstacle.
甚至语言也不能叫我们隔阂。
I trust what my brother says.
我相信我们弟兄的翻译。
And he trusts me.
他也信任我。
We are here to speak God.
我们现在是要来说神。
We're here to receive of the Lord.
我们在这里也从主来领受。
And we're here to be brought on.
我们在这里也一同被带领往前。
I believe this is the heart of all the saints who are here today.
我相信这都是我们大家的心愿。
We realize that these are very special times in Europe.
我们知道现今这个时候对欧洲来说是非常的特别。
And the Lord wants to go on in a very serious way.
主要非常认真的来往前。
So this particular conference that we just had in Anaheim,
因此已过我们在安纳罕所有的那一场特别聚会
came out of a realization of where we are right now
是出自我们对于我们今天所在的局势的认识
and the need for some urgent fellowship
我们也认识我们有一个需要要有一个紧急的交通
and this was not just related to us but it's related to the Lord's recovery on the whole earth
这不仅仅是关乎我们在欧洲的人，并且也关乎整个的主的恢复。
Because there's only one recovery.
因为只有一个恢复。
There's only one body.
只有一个身体。
There's only one move.
只有一个行动。
There's only one economy.
只有一个经纶。
And we are all burdened for the same thing.
而我们的负担也都只有一个。
And we are especially burdened that we would all run the same.
我们有一个特别的负担，就是我们要一同的往前行。
That there would be an equal burden for the Lord's interest in every part of the earth.
对于主在全地所有的利益，我们有一个能够一同的负担，一起的同一的负担。
So I would like to begin by our looking at the banner.
因此，我想要开头的时候，我们一同来进入标语。
There's a banner.In English and Chinese both.
我们这个标语中英文都有。
And if you get this banner into you,
如果我们能够把这个标语牢记在心,
you will have a good overview of the entire conference.
我们对于整个特别的聚会就有一个鸟瞰。
This morning we are touching the first point.
今天早上我们先来讲到第一点。
That says we need to know this age and the present truth.
就是我们需要认识这世代并认识现有的真理。
This is what we need to know.
这就是我们需要知道的。
And then in the next meeting,
下一场的聚会,
we will see a vision of God's sovereignty.
我们要看到神主宰的意象。
You realize God is sovereign?
Amen.
我们了不了解主是,神是主宰的神。
He's sovereign over Brexit.
他对于英国离开欧盟，他是主宰。
Whatever goes on, he is sovereign.
无论局势如何的变化，他是主宰。
And today we will also realize the world's ultimate situation and God's ultimate recovery.
今天我们还要看见世界终极的局势以及主终极的恢复。
So we have a lot of ultimates.
所以我们这里有许多的终极。
This means there is something coming to a consummation.
这表示许多的事情都要到达它的终点。
We are part of it.
我们在这里面是有
份的。We are involved.
我们是参与其中。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are all involved.
我们都在这里有参与。
Then in order to fulfill our ultimate responsibility,
那为着要达成我们这个终极的责任，
we need to honor the Lord as our head.
我们需要尊重主，他做头。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Jesus Christ is our head.
耶稣基督是我们的元首。
He's the head of the body.
他是身体的元首。
We are all attached to him.
我们都是连于他。Amen.
He is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
And we are also balanced by being in the body, and we're kept in the body in a unique oneness.
并且我们是接受基督身体的平衡，也被保守在这独一的一里面。
So hopefully this whole weekend we will have an overview of all of these matters.
因此我们是希望在这一次的周末，我们能够对于这整个的特会有一个完整的认识。
So may we all be here with a praying spirit.
但愿我们坐在这里的人都能够维持在祷告的灵里。
That the Lord would achieve what he needs to.
让主能够达成他所要达成的。
And that each one of us, in each one of us, the Lord will achieve what he needs to.
而在我们的里面，每一个每一位的圣徒的里面，他也能够达成他所要达成的。
Okay, in this first message, we have many, many verses.
在第一篇这篇信息的里面，我们有许多的经节。
We're not going to try to read all the verses.
我们不会来每一节都读。
Because we don't have that much time.
我们没有那么多的时间。
We will move through this message pretty quickly.
我们会尽快的把这篇信息说过。
But I would say this first message is a real anchor for all the rest of the message.
不过这篇信息是导引我们进入其他篇的信息。
There are some very critical matters that we all need to embrace in order to be able to be brought further.
在这篇信息里面有许多重要的点，我们需要在其他的信息接下来的信息里面要发展。
So look at the title.
我们来看一下题目。
Would you read it in Chinese, please?
能不能请中文的圣徒先读这篇信息的题目？认识这世代，并认识现有真理，而与
We are here to cooperate with God.
我们来到这里是为着要与神合作
，so that He can carry out His move，
让他能够执行他的行动
，which is according to His economy。
这个行动是根据于他的经纶
，for Him to be able to do this。
让他能够来做这件事
We need to know this age,
我们就需要来认识这个世代
and the present truths.
并认识现有的真理
We are in the present.
我们现在是在一个世代的里面
We are up to date.
我们是现今的人
We're not resting on anything from the past.
我们并不在这个缅怀过去
And we certainly want to see the Lord move.
我们很肯定的一件事情就是我们希望能够看见主有行动。
Okay, so Roman numeral one.
我们来看第一大点。
I'll read in English and then our brother Ted can read in Chinese.
最后弟兄会读英文，然后 Ted 弟兄会读中文。
In the book of Ezekiel, God's economy and God's move in his economy are signified by a high and awesome wheel.
在以西结书，神的经纶与神在他经纶中的行动，乃是由高而可畏的轮子所表征。
We just recently had a training on the book of Ezekiel.
我们最近刚刚有一篇有一场的以西结书的训练
，a crystallization study，
结晶读经的训练。
We got started.
我们就我们开始来读这本书。
We're still in it.
我们还在这个开头
，and we haven't finished yet.
我们还没有把它读完。
We need to be brought further.
我们需要被带领往前。
But in chapter one of Ezekiel, we see many things.
在第一章，我们就看见许多的事情。
We see a north wind.
我们看到北风。
We see a cloud.
我们看到云。
We see fire.
火。
We see something called electrum.
我们看到有一样东西叫做金银合金。
We see a great expanse.
我们看到穹苍，一个。
We We also see four living creatures.
我们也看到四活物。
Who are able to coordinate and run.
这四活物能够彼此配搭，也能够奔走。
Forward and backward and sideways like lightning.
前后左右都能够行动。
Sometimes we have to run backwards like lightning.
有的时候我们要往后走，并且速度并不减慢。
We always want to run forward.
我们都希望往前。
But sometimes the Lord requires us to go sideways.
有的时候主要我们侧着行。
He requires us to go backwards.
有的时候我们要往后行。
But they always go together.
但是我们总是在一起。
And as these four living creatures are running,
这四活物在奔走的时候呢
,and even when they are standing still,
他们呢还是站着的。
Alongside them, there is a great and awesome wheel.
在他们的旁边有一个高而可畏的轮子。
Oh, this is a marvelous thing.
这是一件奇妙的事。
And this wheel has a hub.
这一个轮子呢有一个轮轴。
Every wheel has a hub, right?
每一个轮子都有一个轮轴，对吧？
And it has some spokes.
还有一个轮网。
And it has a rim.
还有一个轮框，对吧？轮圈，轮辐啊，轮辐。
But pay special attention to the hub.
但是你要把这个重点呢放在这个轮轴。
This is the source of everything.
轮轴是一切的来源。
So letter A says the hub of this great wheel signifies Christ as the center of God's economy.
Amen.这个第一终点就说到这个大轮的轮轴表征基督做神经轮的中心。
He's the center.
基督是中心。
He's the source of all the power in this wheel.
他是轮子所有力量的来源。
And the rim signifies Christ's counterpart.
这个轮网表征基督的配偶。
And this is the church which consummates in the New Jerusalem.
就是召会终极完成于新耶路撒冷。
So right away we begin to see something quite marvelous here.
所以在这里一开头我们就看到这个奇妙的事物。
We're already seeing eternity.
我们已经看到永远。
We're seeing the consummation.
我们也看到终极完成。
So we have to be involved with the wheel.
因此我们必须要在这个轮子里面有份。
And especially involved with the hub.
特别是有份于这个轮轴。
The spokes of the wheel spreading from the hub to the rim signify the many believers as the members of Christ.
由轮轴伸展到轮网的轮辐，表征做基督肢体的许多信徒。
So as we are here this morning, brothers and sisters, may we be the four living creatures.
因此，弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到这里，但愿我们都做四活物。
May there be a great and awesome wheel going alongside of us.
愿意在这里有一个高而可畏的轮子与我们一同往前。
Because this is a special move of God.
因为这是主今日特别的行动。
That's why we're having a special conference right now.
这就是为什么我们今天有一个特别的聚会。
Because we all want to be in this special move of God.
因为我们都愿意参与这个主特别的行动。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Letter B. The appearing of the wheels on the earth beside the living creatures indicates that God's move on earth follows the coordination of the four living creatures.
第二终点就说到在活物旁边有轮在地上出现，指明神在地上的行动是随着四活物的配搭。
And letter C, God's move is the move of his economy in man to deify man to bring forth the one new man so that God in Christ may have his corporate expression and administration.
第三终点，神的行动乃是在他在人身上经纶的行动，要使人成为神以产生一个新人，好使神在基督里得着他团体的彰显和行政。
So in his move in his economy, he must deify man.
因此在他的经纶的行动，他要使人成为神。
To bring forth one new man.
把人神化来产生一个新人。
And this is where he has his corporate expression and also where he has his administration.
好使他能够得着他要的团体彰显以及他的行政。
Many of us realize this is what the Lord has done.
我们许多人都知道这是神他所做的。
In Ephesians 2:15,
在以弗所的第二章第十五节
In his flesh he abolished the law of the commandments and ordinances.
在他的肉体里，他说到在基督的肉体的里面，他废除了诫命中规条的律法。
So please, this weekend,
因此在这一次的周末
，Don't make any new ordinances for yourself.
不要为你的自己设立任何更多的规条。
May the Lord rescue us.
愿主拯救我们。
Because He has created one new man.
因为他已经创造了一个新人。
A totally different nature.
他的性质完全不同。
For the sake of his move, he doesn't need that. The ordinances.
为着他的行动，他并不需要任何的规条。
They served their purpose.
规条的时代已经过去。
But then the Lord came to abolish those.
可是主来就把他们全部废除了。
And he made one man.
他是创造了一个新人。
One new man.
一个新人。
So we need to put off our old man.
所以我们必须要脱去旧人。
Oh, it's wonderful to be a part of the one new man.
有份于这个新人是太好了。
And day by day, this new man is even being renewed.
而这个新人是日日在更新。
It was created already.
他已经被造出来了。
The new man was created, as the Lord abolished the old man.
在主废除旧人的时候，新人就被造了。
But we have to put on the new man.
可是我们还得穿上新人。
We have to agree with this.
我们必须要说我们同意。
So day by day we need to be renewed.
一天过一天，我们都需要被更新。
What's the evidence of this new man?
这个新人有没有什么证据呢？
Well, according to Colossians chapter 3,
根据哥罗西第三章，
there can't be any Greek.
那没有希利尼人。
You know, I have a barber here in London who is Greek.
你知道我在这里认识一个理发师，他是希腊人。
He's not saved yet.
他还没有得救。
He will be saved.
他会得救的。
But he's proud of being Greek.
那他以他自己为希腊人啊，引以为傲。
I haven't yet told him that Greek is over.
我还没告诉他这个希利尼人这个已经不算什么了。
But one day I'll have him read this verse.
有一天呢，我会把这一节经节指给他看。
Oh, there's no Jew either.
还有呢，他还说没不分犹太人。
There's no circumcision.
没有受割礼的。
There's no uncircumcision.
也没有不受割礼的。
There's no barbarians.
没有化外人。
No Scythian.
也没有西古提人。
No slave.
没有为奴的。
Also no free man.
也没有自主的。
Everything is gone.
一切都不存在了。
There's only one man.
只有一个人。
Hallelujah. Christ is all and in all.
基督是一切又在一切之内。
Only Christ remains.
只有基督还在。
So we have a little challenge today with language.
所以今天呢，语言对我们来讲是一个挑战。
But that's nothing.
可是呢，这也算不得什么。
We are here in one accord.
我们在这里同心合意。
Where no matter what our original language would be,
无论我们的这个原来的语言是什么，
Christ is everything.
基督是一切。
He is all and in all.
他是一切又在一切之内。
This is what the Lord has done.
这是主所完成的。
He has created this one new man.
他已经造了这一个新人。
And day by day we are all being renewed.
而我们日日在更新。
We are all, most of us who are here today live in the United Kingdom.
我们今天在座大多数的人都是住在英国的。
Not everyone, but most of us.
并不是所有人都住在英国，大部分人都
是。And I think a good number of us who are living in the United Kingdom, we're not born in the United Kingdom.
那我们在座很多住在这里的人并不是在这里出生的。
In the old creation, we were born elsewhere.
在旧造的里面，我们是在另外一个地方出生。
Were you born elsewhere?
I was.
Yeah. Me too. Me too.
你是在你不在英国出生的，对不对？
But that's the old man.
但是那是旧人里面的东西。
We've been created.
我们被造出来了。
Into one new man.
我们被造到一个新人的里面。
And there can't be these differences.
那在这个新人的里面没有任何的分别。
Are there differences in Christ?
No.
在基督里有任何的分别吗？
He is all and in all.
Amen.
他是一切又在一切之内。
Okay, that means if this is really the case, then there is somewhere a high and awesome wheel beside us.
如果我们真是活出这个实际来的话，那就指明在我们旁边会有一个高而可畏的轮子。
Because God is moving.
因为主正在他的行动中。
After we finish this first meeting this morning, we'll have a little time for you to share.
主有他的行动，然后呢，在我们这个信息结束之后呢，我们会有时间让大家分享。
And then we're going to have a little fellowship from different brothers concerning the Lord's move in Europe.
之后呢，我们有一些弟兄们会来这里跟大家交通，说到主在欧洲的行动。
And we'll have some more fellowship tomorrow at the very end of the conference.
明天呢，在这个特会的末了，特别聚会的末了，我们还有更多的交通。
We're going to have this fellowship because we realize God is moving.
我们有这么样子的交通，因为我们知道主正在行动。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord really is moving.
弟兄姊妹，主是在动。
And there is a burden in the whole recovery that the Lord's move right now, especially, would be focused toward Europe.
而在整个主的恢复的里面，有一个负担，就是主今天的行动是特别专注在欧洲。
So this brings us to letter D under Roman 1.
那我们接下来，这就让我们能够看到这个第二大点。
Every local church and every individual believer should have a high and awesome wheel with them.
对不起，这是第四终点。每个地方教会和每一位个别的信徒都该有高而可畏的轮子随同。
Okay, so then you have this reference from Acts chapter 13.
那在这里呢，有一个参考经节，就是《使徒行传》13:1-2.
I would encourage you to never forget this portion of the word.
我要鼓励大家永远不要忘记这两节。
It's a very inclusive portion.
这一段的经节呢，是包含了许多的事物在里头。
They were in Antioch.
他们呢，这是说到安提阿的教会。
So we could almost say now they were in London.
我们可以把它应用到这个伦敦教会来。
In the local church.
在伦敦这个地方教会里。
Prophets and teachers.
那里有圣言者，也有教师。
Barnabas and Simeon.
So,巴拿巴还有西面
，who was called Niger，
也叫做Niger
Challenge
尼杰，称呼尼杰的西面
，and Lucius the Cyrenian。Here，
好
，Here you go， do your best，
Amen。
I'll just read this。
Okay，
Lucius the Cyrenian and Manaen the foster brother of Herod，
甚至是希律王的兄弟马内
，and last of all Saul。
最后提的呢是扫罗。
And as they were ministering to the Lord and fasting,
在他们服侍主在禁食的时候，
the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me now Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
圣灵就说要帮我分别巴拿巴及扫罗为着我所召他们所做的工。
These brothers were a part of the one new man.
这些弟兄们是这个新人的一部分。
But they had many backgrounds.
他们有许多的背景。
Now they had come together in Antioch.
他们在安提阿呢开始一同聚会。
In the local church.
是在地方教会的里面。
The church in Antioch.
在安提阿的地方教会里面。
And they had put aside their old man.
他们把他们在旧人里面的分别放在一边。
Oh, they were exercising their spirit.
他们操练灵。
And they were ministering to the Lord.
在服侍主，侍奉主。
What you see in these few verses.
看到这几处的经节。
Is the church.
你就看到教会。
The ministry.
有一个服侍。
They were ministering.
他们在侍奉主。
And then all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit says, set them apart for the work.
突然之间圣灵就说话了，他说要分别一些人。
This is the Lord's move.
这个就是主的行动。
So Barnabas and Saul had to leave.
因此巴拿巴和扫罗就必须要离开他们。
The brothers continued. They continued ministering to the Lord there in Antioch.
其他的弟兄们留在安提阿能够继续的侍奉主。
But as Barnabas and Saul went out, they had a great wheel beside them.
但是当巴拿巴和扫罗出去的时候，他们有这高而可畏的轮子随同他们。
As others stayed behind, they also had a great wheel beside them.
而那些留在安提阿的弟兄们呢，他们的旁边也有高而可畏的轮子。
Even when we are in our closet praying to the Lord, there should be a great wheel in that closet with us.
甚至我们把自己关在密室里面来祷告的时候，我们也能够有高而可畏的轮子。
Because the Lord is moving.
因为主是行动的主。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So, how does this wheel move?
那么这个轮子是怎么样子来行动呢？
Letter E says,
我们看到第五点。
That the move of God's work depends upon our moving.
这个主的行动是根据于我们的活动。
And that if we move in faith, the Lord will follow our move.
如果我们在信心里行动，主也就要随着我们行动。
So, are you ready?
所以你们预备好了吗？
You ready to move?
预备好要行动了吗？
You ready to see the Lord follow?
预备好让主跟随我们吗？
This is the way it works.
这就是我们该做的。
Sometimes you don't know how this is happening.
有的时候我们不知道事情是怎么样完成的。
Because you're moving and the wheel is following.
你行动，轮子跟着动。
But the Bible also says that we follow the wheel.
可是圣经也说我们要跟着这个轮子来动。
Because the Spirit is in the wheel.
因为灵是在轮子的里面。
So who is following who?
那到底谁跟随谁呢？
Who is following whom?
谁跟随谁
？Well, this is mingling.
这就指出
相调。This is the one new man.
这是一个新人。
This is our Christ and this is us.
这是基督，也是我们。
Because we are coordinating together in his move.
因为我们一同在他的行动里面来配搭。
So, in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 13, Paul said,
那在这个临后的四章十三节
I believed, therefore I spoke.
我信，所以我说话。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we believe.
所以我们相信。
You believe?
我们有这样的信心。
Oh, I believe.
你信吗？我信。
And I think you believe.
我想你也信。
This weekend you will believe even more.
这个周末呢，你会信的更多。
I guarantee it.
我保证，我给你保证。
And we speak.
我信，所以我说话。
This is mainly what we do.
这就是我们所做的主要的事情。
Everything goes by speaking.
我们所做的事情主要就是说话。
So I've been quite touched with some particular portions of the word recently.
最近我读一些经节非常的有摸着。
If you go into our open area inside the building,
如果我们到这个另外那栋楼里面去的时候
There's a big map on the wall.
有一个大的地图。
And then there's a portion of the word underneath that map.
在那个地图的下面呢有一段经节。
And there the Lord Jehovah says, I will be inquired.
在这个地方你们要向我求问他这里经节说
You know, inquiring means asking.
就求问啊就讲有说到这个问。
It means praying.
这就指出祷告。
I would say in our case it would be something like this.
那对我们来讲呢，这个就是我们所需要的。
Lord, how about the United Kingdom?
主啊，你看这个英国怎么样
？How about Germany?
你看德国怎么样
？How about Finland?
芬兰怎么样
？How about Greece?
希腊怎么样
？How about the Earth?
全地又怎么样
？We are inquiring, Lord.
我们啊，向他来求问。
Now, Lord, what are you going to do?
主啊，你现在要做什么？
We're expecting that wheel to move with us.
我们要期望的就是要这个轮子随着我们来行动。
And the Lord answers.
而主呢，也有答案。
This is from Ezekiel.
也回复了，他是在这个以西结里面来说。
And he says, I will send flocks of men.
我要差遣人。
Have you inquired of the Lord this way yet?
你们有这样向主求问过吗？
Sometimes we're shy.
有的时候我们就比较羞怯。
We don't believe.
我们不信。
The word says, I believe, therefore I speak.
Yes.
但是圣经说，我信，所以我说话。
So I will just ask you when you go to the prayer meeting next Tuesday night.
所以我现在要请求你们下个礼拜二参加祷告聚会的时候。
In your locality.
在你的地方。
Please inquire of the Lord.
请你们去求问主。
Amen.
Amen.
And he said the waste cities will be filled.
而这个他是。
Waste, it's not there.
It's not there.
It means it's no good. Waste, no good.
荒凉荒凉之地要被充满，要被充满。Amen. 荒凉之地要被充满。
You know, brothers and sisters, there was a time when London was regarded as a waste city.
曾经有一段时间，伦敦呢是荒凉之地。
There were saints scattered throughout England.
圣徒呢？在英国呢，遍布英不是遍布，就是在英国每个不同的地方。
But only two or three were in London.
不过呢，在伦敦呢，只有两三位。
This is one of those waste cities.
我们可以说这个是这个荒凉的城市。
And he says these waste cities will be filled with flocks of men.
那他这个主就说了，这个荒凉之地要被充满，充满了人。
Pretty good flock here today.
今天呢，我们能够看到有一大群人。
But we need to pray.
但是我们需要祷告。
We need to inquire of the Lord.
我们需要求问主。
Oh, Lord, give us flocks of men.
主啊，让我们有人。
For your sake.
有许多的人是为着你。
And then he says, they will know that I am Jehovah.
那时人就知道我是耶和华。
There are people in London that don't know that.
在伦敦还有很多人不知道他是耶和华。
Yeah, there are people in your city who don't know that.
在你所在的城市里面也有许多人不知道。
So, we need to believe.
因此我们都需要信。
And then we need to speak.
然后我们也都需要说话。
Including our speaking to the Lord.
包括我们向主说话。
Our inquiring.
我们的求问也包括在内。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, letter F.
我们接着读下面一点。
The wheels follow the living creatures, and the creatures follow the spirit, but the spirit is in the wheels.
这是第六点，轮随着活物，活物随着灵，但灵在轮中。
This indicates, this is letter I, or sorry, number one, this indicates that the move of the Lord and our move is in the principle of incarnation.
第一小点说到，这指明主在我们行动中的行动，乃是照着成为肉体的原则。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 7,
在哥林多前书的第七章
，Paul says, "To the married, I charge not I, but the Lord."
关乎这个婚姻的事情啊，我是照着，等一下啊
，verse 10, 1 Corinthians 7, verse 10.
在临前第七章，说到关乎第十节，我有这样的嘱咐，但是这并不是主主的嘱咐呀。Amen. That's okay.
Okay. So Paul says here, the wife must not be separated from her husband.
做妻子的不该与她的丈夫分开。I can't find it.
Okay, it's all right.
That's okay. That's okay.
But he says, the Lord says this.
这是主说的。
He says, I'm not charging this, but the Lord is saying this.
他说，我来吩咐啊，这不是不，其实不是我吩咐的，乃是主来吩咐的。
But then in verse 12,
但是在十二节
，He says, I say, I.Not the Lord.
是我说的，而不是主说的。
So in the first verse, he says the Lord is saying this.
好，所以在第一段经节，他说这是主说的。
In verse 12, he says the Lord's not saying this. I say this.
然后在十二节，他说我说的不是主说的。
So which one is the Bible?
所以圣经到底说的是什么
？This is.The Holy Scripture.
这个就是圣经的话。
If it were not inspired by God, it would not have been recorded.
这个呢就是神
神的末世。
Amen.
Okay, so brothers and sisters, we need to believe.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹，我们都需要信。
The Lord operates in the principle of incarnation.
Amen.
主的行动是根据于成为肉身的原则。
Which means He only operates through us.
这是就指明他这个原则呢是在我们的里面来行动。
Oh, we surely should be accurate.
我们必须要非常的准确。
And we need to be constituted with the Word.
我们也必须要由被话来组成，来构成。
But the Lord regarded Paul's word as His word.
但是呢，主尊重保罗所说的话，甚至到一个地步，他说的就是主自己说的。
So if the Lord is going to move throughout Europe, He's going to have to do it through us.
那主要在欧洲有行动，他的行动必须是跟着我们来行动。
Okay. So are you clear about that?
所以现在清楚了吗？
There's no excuse.
现在没有人能够有任何借口了。
The wheel runs along beside the four living creatures.
轮子是在四活物的旁边一起来行走。
Follows the four living creatures.
随着四活物。
And we also follow the wheel.
那我们也跟随着这个轮子。
So who is following whom?
所以到底谁跟随谁？
And we say Amen.
我们就说 Amen.
This is the Lord's way.
这是主的方式。
Isn't this precious?
宝贝吧。
This is how He operates.
这就是他做工的方式。
I would say there is a great percentage, a high percentage of saints who speak Chinese who are burdened for the Lord's move in this room right now.
我相信我能够这么说，现在坐在这里的华语圣徒有许多人都有这样的负担。
Amen. There's Brother Thomas.
啊，我们以这个 Thomas 弟兄来。
You may not know that his name is Thomas.
啊，陈弟兄他的英文名字是 Thomas.
And sometimes he speaks Chinese.
有的时候他说的说华语。
But not to me.
不过他不对我他不说中文。
But when he speaks Chinese, I understand him.
可是他用中文来分享的时候，我能够
Because I know his spirit.
因为我认识他的灵。
And when I speak poor English,
他的英语也许不好。
He understands me.
我的英语也许不好。
Because this is our connection.
他知道我，因为我们有一个连结。
We're one spirit with the Lord.
因为我们都是与主是一。
We're one spirit with each other.
我们与主的灵是一，我们彼此也是一。
Here is the four living creatures.
在这里有四活物。
The face of a man.
在这里也有人的脸。
Also an ox.
还有牛的脸。
We have all these faces.
我们有这么多的脸。
Also an eagle, soaring, buoyant.
鹰的脸，这个展翅上腾。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You know, brothers and sisters, this is who we are.
弟兄姊妹，我们就是四活物。
So when you go to the Gospels,
因此我们去传福音的时候
，and you go to Matthew,
我们来读到福音书，读到马太福音
，you find another face,
我们就看到一样的脸
，the face of a lion,
像狮子的脸。
Do you have that face today?
你们今天有没有把狮子的脸带来啊？狮子的脸。
We're going to take Europe.
我们要征服欧洲。
And then we have a face of an ox, Mark.
我们也有在马可福音，我们也看到
牛的脸。So we have to serve.
我们来这里服侍。
Many saints served you today.
你没有看到服侍的圣徒
？Oops, you got a badge. You got served.
有没有名牌呢？这个名牌是圣徒服侍给我们。
We have to wear this face.
我们也必须要有这样的脸。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And then we have a face of an eagle.
然后我们还有鹰的脸。
We should all be soaring right now.
我们都应该要现在就应该要翱翔。
So buoyant.
我们需要上升。
This is God.
这是神。
This is the Gospel of John.
这是约翰福音所说的。
But we also have the face of a man.
但是我们仍然还有一张脸，就是人的脸。
Oh, what a man. Right.
何等的人。
What a man.
何等的人。
This man is on the throne right now.
这个人现在正在宝座上。
But he's also in us.
他同时也在我们的里面。
So it's like the wheel.
所以就好像轮子一样。
Where is he?
他在哪里呢？
Yes, amen.
Yes.
He is in us.
他在我们里面。
He's also on the throne.
他也在宝座上。
This is our destiny.
这是我们的命定。
This is our life.
这是我们的生活。
This is who we are.
这是我们的所事。
We are the four living creatures.
我们是四活物。
With a great wheel beside us.
有这个大轮在我们的旁边。
So we need to cooperate with the Lord to carry out His move.
所以我们说要与主合作来执行他的行动。
So now we come to Roman 2.
我们来读这个第二大点。
If we're going to cooperate with the Lord to carry out His move and His economy, we must know this age.
我们如果要与主合作执行他经纶中的行动，就必须认识这世代。
To know this age is to know the age of today's Christianity in a particular way, especially in relation to the revelation of the scriptures, the divine truths, and the genuine and proper theology.
认识这世代是特别认识今天基督教的世代，尤其是相较于圣经的启示、神圣的真理以及真正正确的神学。
Amen.
Amen.
So under this particular section, the main thing related to this age we need to know is the truths.
在这一段纲要所谈到的最主要的一点就是
认识
真理。
We need to know what has been missed.
我们必须要知道现在神学里面所缺乏的是什么。
What has been neglected.
被忽略的是什么。
And even what has been opposed.
甚至是被反对的真理是什么。
Many of us came out of Christianity and we had a limited realization and appreciation of the truths.
我们许多人是离开了从基督教里面出来，是因为我们在基督教的里面有许多的认识是都是受限制的。
But as we began to realize the whole Bible is God speaking,
而我们逐渐的就了解这个圣经，整本圣经都是神的说话。
We began to embrace the whole Bible.
我们开始接受整本的圣经。
All these pictures in Ezekiel,
所有在以西结的图
，they're tremendous.
他们是太妙了。
This book is a miniature of the whole Bible.
这个以西结书简直就是整本圣经的缩影。
But we have to have the eyes to see.
但是我们需要有明亮的眼睛
才能够看到。But for us especially right now, we have to know this age.
这一段呢，就讲到特别我们要认识这世代
，and especially related to Christianity，
是特别关于到基督教的时代。
So there are five critical things that we need to get cooked into us.
那在这里呢，就有五件事情啊，是特别的啊，就好像是要
the outline calls these critical points
煮到我们的里面来
critical points
非常紧要的点。
These are not small points.
不是小点。
These are necessary points.
非常紧要的。
If we don't embrace these points, we will miss the mark.
如果我们没有接受这五点呢，我们就会偏离目标。
And if we embrace these points, other believers will embrace them.
如果我们接受这五点呢，其他的信徒也会接受这五点。
You know, brothers and sisters, we have a number of events here.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里都有一些聚会。
We had some weekend events recently.
不但有聚会呢，我们也有一些安排在一些行动有一些活动，在周末的活动。
We had some people come on a Saturday who had never been in a meeting before.
我们有些人从来没参加我们的聚会过，可是他们礼拜六会到这里来。
They spent the night here and at Woodland Camp.
他们呢，在 Woodland Camp 另外那个营地里面呢，过夜。
The next morning, they prophesied.
隔天早上，他们在聚会里面就开始宣言了。
They got some truth into them from the time they arrived until they spoke.
从他们到达跟我们在一起，一直到他们站起来说话，这一段时间呢，他们有真理构成到他们里面。
We didn't pull any punches.
我们并没有搞任何花样。
We spoke the truth.
我们纯粹的讲
真理。We challenged them with the truth.
我们是用真理来给挑战他们。
Yeah, and they embraced it.
他们接受了。
And they spoke it.
他们说。
Really, they really did.
他们是真的说了。
They prophesied.
他们宣言了。
That morning, Lord's Day morning, they spoke God.
主日的早晨，他们说神。
So what are these critical points?
所以这五个紧要的点是什么呢？
First one.
第一点。
The spirit that gives life was not yet before the glorification of Christ.
在基督得着荣耀，也就是复活之前，还没有那赐生命的灵。
Well, you say amen or not?
Amen.
你们说不说阿们呢？
Okay,
大声一点嘛。
Then I'll give you a challenge.
阿们，这是一个挑战。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 speaks of the spirit.
在创世纪第一章第二节就说到神的灵。
But this says the spirit was not yet.
在这里呢却说还没有那个灵。还没有那灵。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
主啊。
We just have to believe.
我们只需要相信。
If we don't understand that,
我们如果不懂
that just means we haven't gotten into it yet.
这就表示我们还没进入。
The Bible is very logical.
圣经是非常合逻辑的。
Very sensible.
非常合理的。
The Bible is the speaking of God.
圣经是神的说话。
So, there was an aspect of the Spirit in Genesis 1.
因此呢，在圣经在创世纪第一章有灵的那一部分。
But in John chapter 7, there was an aspect of the Spirit that was not yet.
那在约翰七章呢，也有一部分就说到这个灵还那灵还没有。
Because Jesus hadn't resurrected yet.
因为基督还没有复活。
When he resurrected,
在他复活之后呢
，You have the second critical point.
那你就有第二紧要的点。
The last Adam, Christ.
末后的亚当就是基督
became a life-giving spirit.
成了赐生命的灵。
So, John 7 is before resurrection.
所以约翰七章是在复活之前。
1 Corinthians 15 is after resurrection.
临前十五章呢是在复活之后。
So in John 7, not yet.
所以在约翰七章还没有。
1 Corinthians 15, yet.
十五章临前十五章呢有了
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
These are critical
这是非常的紧要
How can we experience him without having this realization
我们如果没有这样子的认识我们怎么能来经历他呢
Then number three
然后第三
Exodus 30
这是在出埃及记的三十章
Already know I don't have time for this
我们没有时间来进入这些细点
Just go there
我们就是来我们读
Read the verses
读这个这段出埃及记的经节
And then pray read the footnotes
然后呢导读注解
You'll get it
那你就懂了
It's compound
这是复合的
So the spirit that is yet has been compounded
所以我们所有的那个灵呢是复合的
What spirit is this?
那这样的灵是什么样的灵呢
？Well, in Romans chapter 8, Paul shows us.
在罗马八章呢，保罗就指出来给我们。
Now it's the spirit of life.
这是生命的灵。
The spirit that gives life is now.
赐生命的灵呢，是现今的灵。
It's the spirit of God.
就是现今，它是神的灵。
Also, the spirit of Christ.
它也是基督的灵。
Christ himself is the spirit.
基督他自己就是那灵
And it's the indwelling spirit
他也是内住的灵
In us
就内住在我们里面
And all of this refers to this compound spirit that gives life
而这些名称呢都是指着赐生命的灵
Praise the Lord
赞美主
This is critical
这是非常紧要的
Christianity doesn't have this
在基督教里面找不到
They will not accept this
他们不接受这一点
Okay, number five.
在第五
点, fifth critical point.
第五点,
the Spirit of God in the move of God's eternal economy is the seven spirits.
在神永远经纶之行动中，神的灵乃是神的七灵。
I wish we had so much time.
我希望我们的时间够多。
But this message has enough verses to last you the rest of the year.
可是你要是真正进入这一些经节，就是这一篇信息的经节的话，你要花一年的时间来进入。
So, one question.
我要问你们一个问题。
How many spirits are there?
到底有几个灵
？Yes, you're right. Those of you that were bold enough to say one.
你们如果说一个灵，那你们答对了。
But it's intensified.
可是这一个灵呢是被加强了
Sevenfold intensified
七倍的加强
And you have a verse reference here from Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26.
那在这里呢，有一个参考的经节是以赛亚书三十章的二十六节。
Where it says the light of the sun will be sevenfold.
他就讲到日光必加七倍。
Can you imagine?
你能够想象得到吗？
This is talking about the restoration time.
这是讲到复兴的时候时期。
Can you imagine sevenfold?
你能够想象得到吗？日光要加七倍。
What that means is the curse is over.
那就讲到所有的咒诅都被除去了。
This is what God intended in the beginning.
这是主起初的心意。
The earth will flourish sevenfold compared to right now.
地上的兴旺比起现在要达七倍之多。
You won't see thorns.
你不。
Thorns.
Oh, 荆棘 Thorns. Yes, 荆棘
You will see, I don't know what.
你看不到荆棘
Can't imagine.
可是很难想象那会有什么样的兴旺的这个景象
But listen, right now, the Spirit is sevenfold.
可是现在呢灵已经加强七倍了
That's our experience right now.
这是我们现在的经历
Oh, my goodness, what a picture.
何等
In the restoration.
何等一幅图画
That's just the outward picture. That's the outward picture.
这只是外面的
But we have the experience.
但是我们里面有这样的经历
Okay. So, letter B, all of these other outfits missed it.
我们来看到我们来看第二点
Catholics missed it.
这些呢他们呢都没有看到
Protestants missed it.
天主教更正教
Lutherans missed it.
还有弟兄会也没看到。
We're thankful for what Martin Luther did.
我们为着马丁路德所做的感谢主。
That's one reason we're very burdened this particular year.
这就是为什么这一年我们非常的有负担。
He translated the Bible into German.
他把圣经翻译成德文。
And then Tyndale followed him and translated it into English.
然后 Tyndale 弟兄跟着他的榜样就把圣经翻译成英文
And that Bible changed Europe
那一本圣经呢就改变了整个
欧洲 Europe was changed
欧洲被改变
But both of these groups fell short
但是这两个跟随他们这两位弟兄的团体呢也都没有达到主的真正的心意
The denomination I was in was short
我以前所在的那个公会呢也没有
The free group that some of us may have been in was short.
我们以前所在的各公会呢也都有短缺。
Now we have it.
那可是我们现在不缺了。
We have the sevenfold intensified spirit.
我们现在有七倍加强的灵。
And we have to be those who overcome all of these other degradations.
我们也必须要做得胜在这些堕落的光景之中得胜的人。
Letter C, under Roman 2, says, God must have a people who are the God-men to be his overcomers for him to accomplish his eternal economy concerning the church, issuing in the body of Christ and consummating the new Jerusalem.
第三重点，神必须得着一般神人做他的得胜者。使他可以完成他永远的经纶，就是要得着召会，产生基督的身体，并终极完成新耶路撒冷。
Now we come to Roman 3.
好，我们现在来看第三大点。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is wonderful, 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 wonderful.
我只能说非常非常非常的奇妙。
The present truth.
现有的真理。
Oh, Lord Jesus.
主啊 Amen.
Okay, so I don't know where to go here.
我不
想 I'll just carry on.
好我就说吧。
But go to letter B, please.
我们现在来读这个第二重点。
We need to say to the Lord,
我们必须要问神
What is the present truth?
什么是现有的真理
What is the present truth?
现有的真理是什么
？Letter C says，
第三重点说
，We know that God's truths are cumulative。
我们知道神的真理是积蓄的。
Later truths do not negate former ones，
而不是推翻以往的。
Are we justified by faith？
我们是不是因信称义啊？
Yeah, Martin Luther saw that.
是的，马丁路德看见了。
Others saw it, of course. Many others saw it.
许多人都看见了。
But he's famous for having seen this.
可是呢，他出名是因为他看到了这一点真理。
But he didn't see the church.
可是他没有看到教会的真理。
He saw some truth.
他看到了一些真理。
But other truths that were there, he didn't see.
可是他没有看到其他在圣经里面的真理。
So letter A, I'll go back to it briefly at the very end. It says, freshly revealed truths are not God's new inventions, rather they are man's new discoveries.
我现在回到第一终点，就是最后这一段，他说，这些重新显现的真理并不是神的新创造，乃是人的新发现。
So when Martin Luther spoke about justification by faith, was the matter of the church also a truth at that time?
因此，当马丁路德开始说到因信称义的时候呢，教会的真理是不是也在圣经里呢？
Yes, of course it was.
当然，那一样真理是在圣经的里头。
But he didn't discover that.
可是他没有发现。
Now we are discovering the present truths.
现在呢，我们来发现现有的真理。
And this is a great tide that's flowing right now, brothers and sisters.
这个现有的真理乃是现在的潮流。
These present truths, I would say, are contained in one very precious book that we have.
这个现有的真理呢，是包含了就在这一本书的里面呢。
It's called,
就包含
it's called the Recovery Version of the Bible.
这本书的书名叫做《恢复本圣经》。
They are there. They're there.
现有的真理就在《恢复本圣经》里头。
We just need to discover them.
我们只需要进到那本书里面来发现真理。
And that's what we're doing.
这就是我们所做的。
That's what we are about.
现在这也就是我们要做的。
Okay, so let's jump to letter F under Roman 3.
我们现在来读第六重点。
May God be gracious to us.
但愿神。
Oh, may God be gracious to us.
但愿神恩待我们。
So that we do not become the castaways of the present truth.
叫我们不做这现有真理的落伍者。
May we be watchful.
但愿我们警醒。
And may we not allow the flesh to come in.
愿我们不让肉体渗入。
Or the self to gain any ground.
不让自己有地位。
May God's will be accomplished in us.
愿神的旨意在我们身上得着成全。
You know, in Matthew 16, the Lord said he would build his church.
在马太16章主说，我要建造我的教会。
Oh, but shortly after that, he had to turn to Peter and say, get behind me, Satan.
这话说完才没多久，他马上就说：“彼得，退我后边去！撒旦，退我后边去！”
Because Peter's self came out.
因为彼得的己出来了。
Oh, may we forget ourselves.
愿我们都把自己忘掉。
Forget our flesh.
忘掉我们的肉体。
Only care for God's will.
专心的专注在这个主身上。
And then it will flow like a tide across Europe.
然后我们就会成为欧洲的潮流。来流入欧洲、
Hallelujah.
流过
Amen. We have the present truths.
赞美主我们有现有的真理
Roman 4
第四大点
The present truth is both the central revelation of God and the Lord's present recovery.
现有的真理是神的中心启示也是主当前的恢复
So we may not have thought much of this expression before, the present truth.
也许我们以前没有太注意这一方面现有的真理。
But this is the central revelation.
但是这现有的真理是神中心的启示。
And it's the Lord's present recovery.
也是主当前的恢复。
All right, so now we come to letter A, under Roman 4.
我们来看这个终点，第一终点。
I hope this weekend we all will memorize letter A.
我希望我们大家都能够把这一个第一终点背起来。
I hope we all will memorize it.
我希望我们大家都背这一点。
But that's not the right word.
也许我们这个背这个字啊用的不大好。
You know, that may just stay up here.
好像啊都会留在这个地方。
But it needs to be right here.
这一点呢必须要在我们的里面。
So if someone asks you, what do you mean recovery?
所以人若请我们解释今天恢复是什么
and they will ask you this, what do you mean?
会问的他们都会问的你是
worldly people don't like this expression、
他们不喜欢这种的、说法
they think we're something else、
他们觉得主的恢复是一个奇怪的东西
so we just answer this way
所以呢我们来这样回答
the Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh
主的恢复乃是神成了肉体
That's the first point
这是第一点
The flesh becoming the life-giving spirit
肉体成了赐生命的灵
And the life-giving spirit becoming the sevenfold intensified spirit
然后赐生命的灵成了七倍加强的灵
To build up the church
为要建造教会
That becomes the body of Christ
成为基督的身体
And that consummates the New Jerusalem.
终极完成新耶路撒冷。
This is the full ministry of Christ.
这个就是神基督丰满的指示。
In three stages.
在他的在三个时期的指示。
So you can say those in Chinese, the three stages.
然后呢，我先这三个时期就是成肉体、总括、加强这三个时期的指示。
So, to me, it's easier to say incarnation, inclusion, intensification.
在英文呢，有三个字都是 I 开头的。
Praise the Lord. This is the central revelation of God and the present truth.
这个是神中心的启示，也是现有的真理。
John chapter 1.
在约翰福音第一章。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有话。
And the Word was with God.
话与神同在。
And the Word was God.
话就是神。
And the Word became flesh.
话成了肉体。
That's what the Bible says.
这是圣经所说的。
So you don't have to argue with anyone.
你不需要跟人争论。
Just say, I believe the Bible.
就说我信圣经的话。
The Bible says,
圣经说,
the Word was God.
话是神
and the word became flesh
话成了肉体
so here it says the Lord's recovery is God becoming the flesh
所以主的恢复是什么呢就是神成了肉体
we just need to open up that Bible with the proper footnotes
我们就只需要打开圣经翻到这个注解的那一页
and then we say why should we disagree with the Bible
为什么我们要不同意圣经的话呢
But you know, this is not just something up here to us.
这并不是在这里的真理的话。
This is in here.
这是在这里的话。
May this be the Lord's recovery.
Amen. 愿这里的话是成为主的恢复。
May it not just be that we know that there's only one church in a city.
这并不是说我们知道在每一个地方只有一个教会。
No, this is what we need to have in us.
不是的，这才是我们所需要在我们里面有的。
Those ones who came here on a Saturday and spent the night and prophesied on the Lord's Day, this is the kind of thing they heard.
那些礼拜六来跟我们在一起，然后主日站起来宣言的那一班人，所听见的就是这样的话。
Okay, so what happened in the first stage, incarnation? Number one.
在第一个时期，也就是他成肉体的时期。基督做了什么事呢
This is incarnation.
这是成为肉体。
From his human birth to his death.
从他的为人出生到他的死。
He brought the infinite God into the finite man.
他将无限的神带到有限的人里面。
He united and mingled the triune God with the tripartite man.
将三一神与三部分人连结并调和在一起。
Then, in his human living,
借着他为人的生活
he expressed in his humanity the bountiful God in his rich attributes.
借着他芬芳的美德在他的人性里彰显全备之神丰富的属性
through his aromatic virtues.
是借着他的芬芳的美德
You know, this room is kind of aromatic.
这一个我们所在的这个地方有一点的芬芳
Oh, yes.I love the aroma.
我喜欢这样的香气。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
His attributes are being expressed.
他的属性被彰显出来了。
Then he accomplished his all-inclusive judicial redemption.
接着又说，并完成他包罗万有之法理的救赎。
He redeemed us.
他救赎了我们。
He reconciled us to God.
他让我们与神和好。
He brought us back.
他把我们带回来。
He brought us out of the law, out of the ordinances.
从律法、从规条的里面带出来。
This is what he did.
这是他所做的。
In the stage of incarnation.
在他的成肉体的时期，他所完成的。
To a large majority of believers, this is all they care about.
大部分的信徒呢，关心的就是这一些。
After this, they're just hoping to go to heaven.
在这些他们了解这些真理之后呢，他们唯一的盼望就是要进天国。
But they've got their doubts.
可是呢，他们心里还有一些疑惑。
Lord Jesus.
哦，主啊。
Because they're not constituted.
因为他们里面没有构成。
Oh.But we have something more.
但是呢，我们还有。
So, number two.
因此我们来读第二点。
In the second stage.
第二个时期。
We call it the stage of his inclusion.
我们称之为总括的时期。
Which begins with his resurrection.
是从他的复活开始。
Because now, the Spirit is yet.
因为那灵已经来了，已经有了。
And this is from his resurrection to the degradation of the church.
这个时期是从他的复活到教会的堕落。
In his resurrection, he was begotten to be God's firstborn son.
在他的复活里，他身为神的长子。
So the Bible does not contradict itself.
所以呢，圣经并不冲突。
Yes, he is God's only begotten son.
他是神的独生子。
He is also God's firstborn son.
他也是神的长子。
Why do we say this?
为什么我们这么说呢?
Because the Bible tells us so.
因为圣经是这么说。
And we experience it also.
而在我们的经历也是这样。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We believe the Bible.
我们信圣经。
And we experience God's word.
我们也经历神的话。
Okay.He became the life-giving spirit.
所以他成了赐生命的灵。
Why do we say that?
为什么我们这么说?
Because the Bible tells us so.
因为圣经这么说。
And he regenerated the believers for his body.
并且他为着他的身体重生信徒。
At his resurrection?
那在他的复活里。
Why do we say that?
那为什么我们这么说呢?
Because the Bible says...He has regenerated us unto a living hope through the resurrection.
因为圣经说他是借着他重生了我们，他是借着基督从死人中复活，重生了我们。
In God's eyes, we all were regenerated when he resurrected.
因此在神的眼中，我们是在他的复活时都一起重生了。
God's not as limited as we are.
神啊，不像我们受限制。
Okay, now...We are those who are now also in the third stage.
那我们呢，也同时在第三个时期里。
And this is called the stage of, I love this, intensification.
这个时期呢，真是太好了，叫做加强的时期。
This is intense.
这是加强的。
This is intense business, saints.
这是一个非常加强的啊。
Oh, Microsoft has nothing on us.
这个微软呢、啊，这对我们都没有不算什么。
That's kindergarten.
那个是幼稚园的。
We're in an intense business.
我们是 intense business. 我们是玩真的。
Okay, and this began with the degradation of the church.
这个时期呢是从教会的堕落开始。
And it will consummate as the New Jerusalem.
它是到新耶路撒冷这达到终极的完成。
No more stages after this.
在此时期之后呢，就再也没
有了。So he intensifies his organic salvation.
因此在这时期里面，他加强他的生机的救恩。
Yes, we have been regenerated.
是的，我们已经被我们已经得着重生。
But you're here for another reason.
可是我们在这里另外有一个目的。
You're going on, you're moving on.
我们还要继续往前。
Because we are intensifying throughout Europe.
因为我们在欧洲啊有一个加强的工作。
This organic salvation is being intensified.
这个生机的救恩啊正在加强中。
We're being brought out of the degradation.
我们从堕落里面被带出来。
We're on our way to the New Jerusalem.
我们的终极啊我们的这个目的地呢是新耶路撒冷。
And we're being produced as overcomers.
我们呢也正在啊被构成作为得胜者。
Every one of you had to overcome this morning to come here.
我们在座每一位啊，在来这个聚会之前呢、啊，都已经得胜了。
To sit in these wobbly chairs throughout the whole meeting.
我们呢，之所以能够坐在这个摇摇晃晃的椅子上面，就证明我们得胜了。
And to be cold and then be hot.
然后我们在这里呢，忽冷又忽热。
And just wait a while, you'll be cold again.
你要觉得热的话，待会儿你会觉得冷了。
You're an overcomer.
你是得胜者。
You're in the stage of intensification.
我们正在加强时期中。
And this will consummate as the new Jerusalem.
这个终极完成呢是在新耶路撒冷。
So you have all these verses.
所以我们在这里又有一些的经节就讲到七灵。
The one spirit intensified sevenfold.
就是一位灵七倍加强成为这个七灵。
Oh, and then you have the epistle to the church in Ephesus.
然后呢，我们又看到这个对给以弗所的书信。
Ephesus degraded.
以弗所呢堕落了。
It lost its first love.
它失去了起初的爱。
Oh, this weekend may our love be as fresh as the first time.
这个周末，愿意我们起初的爱都得着更新。
But that's overcoming.
啊，得着更新就是得胜。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
And then finally, we rejoice and we exult.
那到最后呢，我们就要欢呼。
For the marriage of the Lamb has come.
因为羔羊的婚礼已经来临。
And it was given to her to be clothed in fine linen.
我们身上要穿上细麻衣。
Bright and clean.
明亮。
Hallelujah.
光明又洁白。
Oh, that's what I see.
现在我就能够看到。
Bright and clean.
明亮又洁白。
The fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints.
而这个细麻衣就是圣徒的义。
And he said to me,
然后他跟对我说，要写，你要写上。
Blessed are they who are called to the marriage dinner of the Lamb.
凡被请赴羔羊婚宴的有福了。
And he said to me,
又对我说，
These are the true words of God.
这是神真实的话。
So all of these verses.
所以这么多的这些的经节。
Brothers and sisters, these are the true words of God.
这些经节都是神真实的话。
And then finally John said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem.
约翰最后说，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷。
Coming down out of heaven from God.
由神那里从天而降
prepared,
预备好了
Praise the Lord
赞美主
We're in the preparation stage
我们啊这个时期也是我们预备的时期
Prepared as a bride adorned for her husband
就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫
You come to our house
你们如果来我们家
You will see me and my wife
你会看到我跟我的姊妹
We've been married a long time
我们结婚已经多年
But you come into the front door.
可是你到我们这个门口的时候
And I have a picture of her on the wall.
啊，我呢在上面呢，在门口的地方挂了一张照片
That's her bridal gown.
啊，是我姊妹啊穿着这个婚纱的照片
Her hair matches that gown now.
她现在的头发颜色呢，跟她的当时的婚纱的颜色是一样的。
Oh, we are in a preparation stage, saints.
圣徒弟兄姊妹们，我们现在正在预备。
We're being adorned for our husband.
我们要装饰整齐，来等候我们的丈夫。
How precious this is!
这是何等的宝贝。
So, the last point is a little number four.
最后这一点呢是第四终点。
So, the English speakers will just read along silently. Let's ask all the Chinese-speaking saints to read number four for us.
我们要请所有华语的圣徒来读这一点，第四终点。我们需要做三段落的工作。总花时期的工作，以产生众召会；加强时期的工作，以产生得胜者；建造基督的身体，终极完成于新耶路撒冷。做神经文独一的目标 Amen
Hallelujah for the unique goal of God's economy
Amen 赞美主为着神经文独一的目标
This is what's happening
这是我们现在在做的。
Aren't you glad we have the present truth?
Amen. 你们高兴吗？我们有现有的真理。
Amen. Okay, so the brothers will tell us what we're going to do next.
弟兄们会接着会来告诉我们现在我们要做什么。
Amen.